When Greg Fisk was campaigning for mayor, he said he wanted to make Juneau one of the great small cities in the country.
And I believe that if he had lived, by the end of his term as mayor, we would be noticeably, demonstrably closer to that place.
Ken Alper was one of Fisk's good friends in Juneau.
He really believed that Juneau could diversify our economy and rebuild our downtown and control our destiny. He didn't fear change or growth. He welcomed them. He wanted to turn Juneau into a place people were clamoring to come.
Alper met Fisk about 13 years ago when they both worked for the state. Alper at Fish and Game, Fisk at Commerce as a fisheries development specialist.
Talking with Greg, you learn it's not just about how the fishery is structured and the history, but also what it could be. You know, how we as Alaskans were blessed with this unbelievable resource that he knew could be so much more. He understood that even more than oil, fish is what motivated the generation before his to fight for statehood.
Alper and others who spoke at the celebration of life were flanked by three flags, an Alaska flag, a U.S. flag, and a Canadian flag. Fisk was born September 26, 1945, in Montreal, Quebec. He spent most of his early childhood in Washington, D.C. His father was in the Air Force, and the family moved to Alaska the year of statehood. Fisk graduated from West Anchorage High School, a state champion in swimming. After studying geography at Indiana University, Fisk worked with the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation and surrounding village corporations to select lands during the early days of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. That experience set the stage for his work in Montreal with the Northern Quebec Inuit in the 1970s. He was the senior negotiator on Canada's first Aboriginal land claim settlement since the 1920s. Sea Alaska Corporation President and CEO Anthony Malott says Fisk shared common priorities with Native people.
I've heard from individuals in the Native community that when they worked with Greg, he had a certain presence. When he was in meetings, that presence was felt. It was a presence built on knowledge, on experience, and on dignity. And that presence gave the people that he was working with, the organizations he worked with, comfort that this was an individual that could move them forward.
Fisk's son, Ian Fisk, said his father loved hiking the Juneau Ridge and the views of Mendenhall Towers from Auk Lake. He loved rock and roll, classical music, and the comedy of George Carlin. Over games of cribbage, Ian Fisk and his dad often spoke about the fishing industry.
He loved everything about it. He loved the sweep of a boat's shear line, and he appreciated the aesthetics of the industry. He appreciated the machinery and all of the people that make it possible.
Ian Fisk says his dad was once referred to as his own think tank. His father always had ideas and his sights set on a better future, a better Juneau.
But he was very aware of the things that no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't improve on, like the Northern Lights. And, you know, and the fog coming up the channel on a nice, clear Sunday morning.
Ian Fisk said his father instilled in him the importance of leaving behind a legacy.
What we leave behind is all we leave behind, at least in our worldview. That's the way my grandfather raised my father and the way he raised me. And so it's critical that we leave something good behind. And I know for sure my dad did. He always said, "You got one life to live, son. You better make it a damn good one." And he sure did.
Greg Fisk's legacy continues to live on across the state and in Canada. Ian Fisk said his dad left the world on top of a big wave, a happy and loved man. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.